Good morning, this is Bhargav Reddy of APAC Assistance Asia Pacific team. I'm discussing main issues in South Asia. It's Tuesday, 2nd of April. Firstly, in Sri Lanka, government says criminal cases have been filed on 54 Liberation Tigers of Tamil ALIM suspects or LTTE suspects. Proceedings in the cases are set to commence. Justice Minister Thalatha Arakurale said that the police are also conducts an investigation on six other suspects. She was responding in Parliament to questions raised by some Tamil National Alliance Party's members over the plight of Tamil political prisoners. Arakurale has said in the past that there are no political prisoners in Sri Lanka. Cases against the LTTE suspects can potentially trigger protests by the Tamil political parties and pressure groups who allege that the prisoners are political prisoners. The civil war between the LTTE and the government of Sri Lanka ended in 2009 after 3 decades, while the Sri Lankan military was accused of war crimes against the Tamil population in the northern regions of the island. So in Sri Lanka, naval personnel of the Northern Naval Command arrested 4 Nigerians in the northern seas. The Nigerian suspected smugglers were arrested with 2 Sri Lankans on a trawler 12 nautical miles north of the Thalaimanna lighthouse. Drug smuggling has emerged to be a major concern for the law enforcement agencies in Sri Lanka. Drug smuggling gangs pose a threat to law and order in major cities of the country. Clients are advised to employ caution in major cities including Colombo and avoid nightlife areas. In India, the Indian Air Force today scrambled 2 Sukhoi 30 fighter jets after the Indian Army detected a suspected Pakistani drone flying close to the border in the northern state of Punjab's Kemkaran sector today. Pakistan responded by allegedly sending 2 of its American-made F-16 jets. The Pakistani jets soon turned back. Several Pakistani drones have been shot down by the Indian Air Force in the last 2 months along the border in Rajasthan and Gujarat states. Tensions between the two countries following an airstrike on a camp of terror group Jaish-e-Mohammed in Balakot in Pakistan on February 26 after the suicide attack on Indian paramilitary forces. Burma in Jammu and Kashmir on February 14th. Please check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can buy our advisories, alerts and assessments on a pay-for-view basis, or email us at info@apacassistance.com to inquire about our East Asia Pacific or South Asia risk management memberships.